Blog Talk Radio.
Definitely, when you think about the fact that we already have had our first African-American president, I think this is really an era of progression in American politics, and we could set the stage for really set an example for the rest of the world. If we have our first African-American president and then immediately follow that with our first woman president, that would just be amazing.
I think it would be really interesting to have yet another legacy of, like, continuing the Clintons. Like, we've had multiple Bushes, like, having another Clinton, like, having just that continued legacy seems kind of weird. But, I mean, Hillary is an amazing woman. She's done so much. And the idea of having a woman as president is really exciting.
Captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where unfortunately we still have 932 days, 4 hours, 56 minutes, and 14 seconds left of this godforsaken Obama nightmare. And it just keeps on coming. Doesn't it seem like the nightmare and nobody will wake you up? Somebody please wake me. Who the hell was that? What was that, Rumpelstiltskin or whatever the hell his damn name was, and slept for, I don't know, a couple hundred years or something? I don't know. And then you had Princess Beauty who slept for 100 years or something, and then a frog kissed her. I don't know what the hell. Anyway, this nightmare, whatever the hell you want to call it, I want it to end. And there's only one way to get it to end, and we got to get it to end. Nobody can make it in but us. We created it. Now we got to put an end to it. Like Dr. Frickin' Frankenstein. He realized he created a monster and said, you know what? Okay, I know where I went wrong, but this beast must be killed. And I'm not looking for a war to kill people. I'm just saying the beast must be destroyed. Don't anybody get themselves all exercise, set themselves on fire. I'm not looking for a war. I'm trying to end a war. But Dr. Frankenstein realized that this monster that he created must be destroyed because he is going to kill, real kill, and destroy, real destroy. Well, that's liberalism. Liberalism is Frankenstein. That's what it is. It's a monster. It must be destroyed. Well, we're the only ones who can do it. Well, how? That seems like that's a pretty tall task you're asking there, fella. Really? You can't walk into the voting booth and use some frickin' common sense? Huh? That's all we got to do. It's a simple, easy task. It's pretty simple, man. Anybody can do it, man. Even the liberals, they do it. They know who to vote for. They do it 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 times. That's how good they are at it. I'm not saying we got to go out there and vote 55,000 times. We just got to vote once, and we just have to do it properly. That's all I'm asking. I think that's a pretty simple request, right? Huh? You damn Skippy it is. Well, who can do this? Who can get us this gift? Us. We're the ones who created this frickin' monster. Well, now we got to destroy it. And there's only one way to destroy it. Only one way to kill it. And that is in the voting booth. And yeah, we're going to have to start showing some ID and showing proof so we don't have people voting 55,000 times. Illegal aliens voting 1,000 times. I'm sorry, but that's voting fraud. To me, that seems like that should, if we had a decent Justice Department. Do we have a Department of Justice? Anybody seen the Department of Justice anywhere? Honey, have you seen the Department of Justice anywhere? She don't know where the hell it is. Nobody knows where the hell it is. Have we ever seen it? I know we got somebody who acts like he's ahead of the Department of Justice. He comes up and gives a speech every now and then and tells us how racist we are. But do we see any kind of, you know, justice, you know? I mean, maybe not. Maybe not. It's too much work. See, he's involved in all these other scandals. He's involved in Fast and Furious. Don't tell me he ain't involved in the IRS now. Please. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Benghazi wasn't somehow connected in the middle of that. He's in the middle of all of this. Hey, Mr. Attorney General, yeah, I want to go over here and I want to circumvent this Constitution over here. So I'm going to go ahead and do this, 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 and this, and this. Now you tell me, am I within the bounds of the United States Constitution? Am I legal? Well, yes, sir, Mr. President, sir. You damn Skippy, you are, sir, Mr. President, sir. Yes, sir. You certainly are, sir. Yes, sir, sir. The hell? Look, it doesn't take a whole lot of, a whole lot of upstairs here to realize what they're doing. It doesn't take a lot. They're doing any damn thing they possibly can to circumvent this Constitution. I know all administrations, they try to do it. But you know what? Congress is supposed to stop it. But do we got a real Congress? I don't know. Honey, have you seen the Congress? She don't know where that's at either. Do you know where anything's at? Jesus God Almighty. So it's up to us. This is our government, not theirs. This is our government. We got to put it together. This is ours. They haven't taken the vote away yet. They're trying to. They got the IRS still working at it. They're doing anything they can to suppress that vote and blame you for suppressing the vote on them. Where? I don't know. I mean, do we have Black Panthers standing in front of voting booths, making sure that people vote for Obama? Oh, I'm out there for security. Security? Protection. What do you need security? It's a voting booth. If somebody needs security, they'll call a cop. Now, move your ass off the damn steps. Go somewhere. Go do something. Go read a book. Look, I know people have been trying to do that since voting was voting. It's never stopped. But we can stop it. We know better. We're smarter than that. We are intelligent people. We do know that it's wrong when we do it. But the problem is everybody does it, so nobody wants to get the other person caught, because if they get caught, then they get caught. That's why, again, it's up to us to put an end to it. Those people that, well, are working for themselves rather than working for the betterment of the country, which is why I thought that they were, you know, supposed to be there for, you know, working for their constituents and not only in their state, but the country as a whole. As a whole. I mean, you know, I mean, United States, united. I mean, we're all together. Yeah, every state has its own laws and regulations and way of life. I don't know. I don't know where the hell I'm going to go. Who the hell knows? But if we don't do something with this election coming up in November, I'm sorry, but we are screwed. I mean, I have no idea what the hell to do next. I mean, not even close. I don't know. I don't see the future all that bright. That's what sucks. I want to see a brighter future. But I've never seen a more dark future in my entire life. And it's sad. I mean, nobody likes to think that way. Nobody likes to feel that way. I mean, nobody likes to get up in the morning and go, oh, God. Getting worse. Everybody, I mean, you like to wake up in the morning? Okay, fine. You know, for some people, it's too damn early. And they need 14 cups of coffee in them to get them going. But you at least got something to look forward to. Maybe it's your job. Maybe there's, you know, maybe it's this. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's payday. Maybe, you know, whatever. You got something coming up in a week? Now, what is it? Well, we hope we just, you know, hang on without sinking into the abyss. I mean, my God. I'm just waiting for the next scandal to come down the pike here, but I'm afraid of what the hell it could possibly be. I mean, how much more destruction can they actually create? Well, I think this administration could. I think it could create a lot more. If given the opportunity, yeah, I do. That's why I see a very dark future, because nobody's stopping it. Well, we have to. We may not be able to stop the entire train, but we can at least take a few cars off the damn track. That's all I'm asking for right now. I mean, we got to chip away at this, but we got to work quickly. So if we can do some damage, you know, in November, I mean, some serious damage. I mean, knocking down some serious brick walls, man. And now we got to get stuck. Well, you know what? I think that we got a clip here. If I can ever shut up long enough, we'll get to it. That barber from Mississippi, the son of a bitch, broke my heart. found this out last night. I was going to talk about it, but never happened. But he broke my heart. I cannot believe this guy involved in this Tea Party attack ad. Well, I got this stupid ad. We're going to play it. I mean, to me, look, if you have to resort to tactics like that, to me, I mean, it just seems to me, I mean, it just to me, I wouldn't feel comfortable. I wouldn't want to win that way. And if you have to resort to lying and cheating and stealing to get your way, to me, it's just not, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. But the problem is these guys, to them, they don't care. And they get away with it. Who's stopping them? Well, nobody. Obviously seems to work. I mean, of course, the Tea Party, they're all racists. Every one of them. Every damn one of them, even all the black people that go there, they must be racist too, right? All the black people in the Tea Party, they got to be racist. If they're in the Tea Party, they got to be. And if they're women, well, they got to be misogynists. If they're in the Tea Party and they're a woman, which women make up, what, over 55%, some figure like that of the Tea Party? The point is it's majority of women. So if the Tea Party has majority women, they all got to be misogynists. They got to be haters, every one of them, right? Well, I mean, that's what they tell us. The Tea Party's hate. I mean, the Tea Party might as well be the KKK. Hell, every Tea Party I've ever been to, boy, yeah, they're just handing out the sheets right there. Get your sheets here. Get your sheets here. Get your sheets here. I mean, what the hell? Freedom for everybody. That's not racist. I'm sorry. I can't. I don't know. Maybe it's me. I don't know. But anyway, if you want to join the program today, you can call the captain directly, 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. And I do know. I've been chewed out. I got chewed out again today. Tonight, I got in trouble for the chat room because I don't look at it. I get going on whatever I'm going on. I barely look at where I am. I apologize for that. I try to get better. I try to get a little better at that. So, but anywho, we've got to get this damn freedom ship underway here. We got a hell of a lot to talk about. So let's lift our jib and get this ship underway. All right, let's go. Officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. All right. Before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, good God, 20 minutes in and we haven't even gotten into before we get into what we're supposed to get into. And we got a lot to get into. Oh, my Lord, I'm living. A federal government now. This is a federal government. This is our DOJ. Oh, honey, I found the DOJ. Don't worry, it's okay, I got it, it's under control here. Federal government sues Wisconsin company, says English language requirement is discrimination. How about that? The DOJ is finally doing something constructive. They're actually doing their jobs, look at that, they're working for the American people. Boy, they're out there fighting for civil rights, boy. They're going to bring freedom. No, you're not. You're bringing tyranny. What the hell? English language. I'm sorry. But if I go to Liechtenstein, I'm going to have to learn Liechtensteinian, right? Right. I go over to some, far-off, wacko, damn tribe in the Amazon. Well, if I want to get along with these people, I'm going to have to learn their language. I just don't understand. How you can come over to a country and force them to change their entire way of life for you. Because you can't speak their language. You can't speak to anybody. How are you supposed to know that, okay, now you don't go down over there and you don't do this over here because, you know, danger will happen. people will get hurt, get injured, and dead. Now, if this poor bastard doesn't speak English and he's walking around, boom, now the whole damn, you know, the whole damn company blows up. Now what? I'm sorry, but if you work in a, especially if you work around, you know, you got to be dealing with the public, you're going to have to know English. Okay, knowing another language would be a plus, but you're going to need to know English. The only language you know is Korean, let's just say. I'm just picking a language. It doesn't matter. I'm not picking on Koreans. Relax. And you're in a call center, or you're in a store somewhere, and people have to, the public has to come up to you and ask you questions, and you don't speak the language. I mean, what the hell? You can't have the job. I'm sorry. If you can't speak the damn language, you can't have the job. Just the way it is. It's not discrimination. Not that I can see. I mean, I can't go over to their country and not speak their language and demand that they give me a job, even though I don't know what anybody's saying. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing at this job. First of all, I'd like to know how the hell this company, why the hell this company hired this these workers in the first place if they couldn't speak English. How the hell did they fill out their job application? Who interviewed them? You don't get an interview now? What, you just show up and automatically you're hired? Is that how the workforce works now? Used to be, anyway, that I remember. You went in, you filled out an application, and you interviewed somebody who thought that they were the manager, but they weren't. Then you get a manager, and then you get this person, and then you go through this and that, and blah, 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 blah. So why would this company, evidently it was a Hispanic and an Asian employees. Well, let's get to the story here before I even try to talk about what the hell, I barely even know what the hell I'm talking about. So another shot of rum here, and we'll get going. The equal opportunity. Oh, don't you just love that? The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. The commission. The EEOC. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Well, that right there tells you, that's scary right there. Just the damn name. That's why I repeated it 50 times. The name of that. That just scares me right there. Who is to decide what is equal, what is not? See, it's very arbitrary, and they leave it that way on purpose. So when they get power, they can put in whoever they want. A lot of these positions have, you know, they're in there for life. They take care of their friends, boy, I tell you. They get these government jobs, they don't do anything. There's no accountability, no responsibility. They got a nice salary, nice pension coming their way. Oh, yeah, that's nice and beautiful. And what are they doing? Well, they don't. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, a federal agency tasked. I wonder if they got a Delta Force Commando Squadron like the EPA. Tasked with enforcing workplace discrimination laws. Is suing a private American business for firing a group of Hispanic and Asian employees over their inability to speak English at work, claiming that the English language requirement in a U.S. business constitutes discrimination. You people, stupidity is discrimination. Discrimination on the human race for being so stupid. Stop with this. Redskins now? Now you can't name a damn military chopper after Apaches and Cherokees and Ay, 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 ay. I mean, my God. Why would we name stuff that we didn't, that we weren't proud of? Why would we put names of Indians and chiefs and this and that and all this Indian culture? Why would we give those names to our teams all through grade school, middle schools, high schools, colleges, professional teams? Why would we do that? All of our military helicopters, all named after Indians. Why would we do that? We have Indian culture all over all 50 states. We use their names all over them. Why would we do that? Do we do it because we're discriminating against them? Is that why we use their name all the time? We promote somebody that we don't like? We hate these people? Huh? Is that why we do it? Hell no. Look, there's pride, there's admiration, there's respect. I mean, there's a whole bunch of words. I mean, you could go up and down. It's all good. We wouldn't name our schools after chieftains. We were the chieftains when I went to high school. So what? We had Indian culture right just a few miles from my house. An Indian tribe had lived. Somehow they died off, but the ring where they used to do their dance was still there. There's Indian culture everywhere you go. Long Island, filled. Massapequa. That's where I lived. I still love Massapequa. I love that town. I wish I was back there, but I'm not. But there's Indian culture, Indian everything. You use Indian words all the time that you have no idea that you're using. I'm sorry, but the Indian culture is embedded into the American culture. It's just the way it is. It's not discriminating. I'm sorry, but we speak English in the United States. I'm sorry, but we speak English. Why people are afraid, it's all political. We can't make it an official language, but that would be discriminating. Imagine that. An official language. Most countries on earth have an official language. They've got it written in their bylaws or constitutions or whatever. But the United States, no. Hell, Canada's even got two of them. They got a twofer. They got two official languages, two, French and English. And we can't even get one. Mexico, they got an official language, it's Spanish. America, we can't get one. Can't get one. It's discriminating. It's racist. It's homophobe. It's misogynist. It's hateful for having an official language. Well, I'm sorry, but we speak English. Look, I had nothing to do with why the majority of the people in this country speak English. I had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with it. You had nothing to do with it. Nobody alive today had anything to do with it, but it is here. There's no reason to change. For why? For what? I don't know. Because again, I can't figure some of this stuff out. Just can't figure it out. Judicial Watch reported yesterday that the government is accusing Wisconsin Plastics Incorporated. They're making plastics. You know what plastic's made out of, don't you? Oil. And this company probably produces smoke. Yeah, leaving that carbon footprint. Yeah, look at you. Yeah, we'll get you. Tell you, discriminating bastard. Yeah. Judicial Watch reported yesterday that the government is accusing Wisconsin Plastics Incorporated of violating Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination based on national origin. This is how weak, this is how pitiful these people are. They will do anything. They will twist and mold any word, any group of words. As long as the Democrats are going to win in the end, it doesn't matter. Just twist it and make it sound good. If it sounds good, the masses will buy it, will be legal, and bada boom, bada bing. The government argues this includes the linguistic characteristics of a national origin group. No, to me, you idiot. Safety is a big one. I mean, for me. You're working for, in America, and people predominantly speak English. There really is no other language that we really speak. A lot of people speak two different languages. Some people, they don't speak any part of language, any part of English. They speak only Spanish, but they speak in a community where they can get away with that because those people speak Spanish. But if you're speaking in a place where there is nobody that speaks your language, none of the customers speak your language, I'm sorry, but you can't have the job. Just the way it is. Something you must accept. That's not discrimination. You want the job, well, why don't you take some English lessons? You're over here in this country. Evidently, I guess you're here, I don't know, are you here illegally? Are you here legally? Well, it doesn't really matter whether you are legally or illegally. Learn the friggin' language. Why? What are you going to do if you can't understand? You can't understand anybody. How are you supposed to know what you're supposed to do? And how would they hire these people in the first place? Doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand any of this. Irene Garcia, the blog editor and Spanish media liaison for Judicial Watch. Well, old Irene called the EEOC's accusation ludicrous. Really? Well, those are tough words. Of course it's ludicrous. Look, these people have to win at all costs, and it doesn't really matter. They're turning this person, these people, into a vote. Don't you get it? Don't you understand why they do this? The only reason why they did this was simply so that now they got a couple more votes right there. Are you catching on, Republican Party? You catching on, right? You catching on what they're doing here? You understand how important it is, and I'm sorry, but there were far too many people on the right that never went out to the polls. Could have had a much better chance of beating Obama, even though they cheated. But we could have legally beat him. They stayed at home. They said this is ludicrous. Which, of course, yeah, it was. But now we've got a poll out now. Where the hell is this? I got this here somewhere. Where the hell is there? What the hell's the number here? Quinnipiac poll, Director Venable. Mitt Romney would have made a much better fit, but I thought they had a number here. It just says more voters. Most voters said Mitt Romney would have been a much better fit. Well, yeah, we told you so. Again, now, was Mitt Romney perfect? No. He had his stupid Romney care and this and that, but he vowed that he was going to get rid of Obamacare, which I do believe he probably would have. Do I believe he would have been able to come in and solve every single damn problem we have in the United States government with his little magic pen and his phone? No. But I do believe Mitt Romney could have been able to stop a lot of unnecessary cuts that are now bleeding out I think we could have possibly gotten to the bottom of Benghazi. Maybe. I don't trust the government. When the government screws up, you'll never get to the bottom of it. But when you screw up, the government's right there, boy. They uncover everything. But when they screw up, boy, don't you dare blow the whistle on them. Don't you dare now. See, that's what I don't like. That's what I don't like. I don't think that's fair. But it is what it is. So we must protect ourselves and stop voting a lot of these creeps into office. We don't need any more Nancy Pelosi's. Come on. Come on. I'm sorry, San Francisco, I know you're liberal and all. You know, go green. Yeah. But come on. Come on. I think you people in San Francisco can do a much better job than Nancy Pelosi. And Nevada, for the love of God, with the Harry Reid already. What's the matter with you people? I know, there's a lot of people in my district, too. Pete King, guess what? You're done, man. You're out. Anyway, what I was trying to get to at the very beginning of this, since we're on back onto the election here. This guy, well, we'll get to it later, but this guy, this Cochran, I guess this other guy, I can't remember his name, McInerney or whatever his name is. McAllister, it's something Irish, I think. McCarthy, whatever. He ought to go in as a write-in. That's what I don't understand. And challenging John Boehner, why can't somebody go in on a write-in there in Ohio just because he cheated his little way to win his primary, and same with that stupid McConnell there. So what? You want to cheat to get in there? Fine. We'll just go in as a write-in. You can do that. That's what I'd like to see happen. Challenge John Boehner, a real Republican, a real conservative. Get up there and challenge him. Hand out business cards. Hand them out all over the place. Everywhere. Go to the voting booth and you vote for this man right here and you write your name on there. Do whatever you got to do. Of course, and you know, you're going to have people that are going to probably, you know, write different names in there and tell people, yeah, vote for this guy here. Yeah, it's just spelled wrong. And yeah, you know you're going to have that. But why can't these people go in as a write-in? I don't understand it. Why are people so afraid to challenge John Boehner? John Boehner? You're afraid to challenge John Boehner? Why? I don't get it. Why are people so afraid to challenge these people? How much power do they really have? And what kind of power is it? Do they all got a hit squad? What? Harry Reid? I mean, I think he probably's got a hit squad somewhere. He seems like that kind of guy. I hate to say it, but I don't trust that guy for no nothing. I wouldn't be a bit surprised for anything with that dude. Nothing. Nothing would surprise me with that guy. Nothing. Anyway, getting back to this, Irene Garcia... That's ludicrous. An overreaching of government. Well, yeah, you are right. You are right, Irene. You are right. If you are a private company in the United States, you should be able to require your employees to speak English. I agree. For logical, I mean, the common sense reasons, you shouldn't have to explain it. Seriously, if you really need an explanation of why a company would require somebody to speak English, you got no business being in the conversation. Okay, there are companies, well, yeah, they can take people that don't need to speak English. They're working around people that speak their language. They may even speak to customers that speak their language. Blah, 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 blah. Maybe there's an interpreter there, so if you can do it, you can do it. I've worked with people, Spanish people, that didn't speak any English. But there was one interpreter amongst them, and I worked very well with them. I didn't have a problem with it. But they didn't deal with the public. We were doing landscaping. They didn't deal with the public. They didn't have to. So, yeah, there are some jobs that you don't need to speak English. But if the job requires it, you should have, as an employee, an employer, you should have the right to say, hey, this job requires my employees to speak English. And if they can't, then I'm sorry that they can't have a job. Some companies require women to wear skirts, require them to wear stockings, no bare legs, require them to wear this, require them to wear that. Some require you to wear a tuxedo. Some require you to wear, you know, this, wear that, a coal miner's glove. Some require you, it depends on what the job is. That's my point. I've had to work in different offices where the dress codes were crazy. I mean, they had women doing all kinds of weird stuff, and the men, we had, you know, tie and all that. It was crazy dress code stuff. But that's the company. That's where they wanted it. They wanted, you know, a certain look to the public. So, you know, I understand it. I mean, you go into McDonald's, they all have their own uniform. You go into an auto parts place, sometimes they all have, you know, if it's a chain, they all got a, you know, like a shirt of sorts, some kind of a uniform, let people know that they're an employee, Home Depot. So there are requirements. If the company requires you to do whatever it is, and if it's English, then it's English. There's no excuse why the Department of Justice, who's still under contempt, by the way, or in contempt, farting around with stupid stuff like this. Like they need to sue this, and they also need to sue, of course, they got to sue Wisconsin. You know, that governor, that racist, hateful governor. They require people to use ID to go to the voting booth, and the Department of Justice then wakes up and wants to sue the states for requiring proof that you are who you are before you go to the voting booth to eliminate voting fraud. And the Department of Justice claims that's discriminating. Really, that's discriminating? Proving that you are who you are? Well, like, so if I get on an airplane and you require my identification, I guess I can say that's discriminating? When you're probing me and prodding me, hand-raping me before I get on the plane, is that discriminating? I would say it would be a little discriminating. From my perspective, anyway. I mean, if you're going to stick your finger up my ass, I mean, at least take me out to dinner first. That's all I'm saying. Get me in the mood. Talk dirty to me a little. You know, break open a bottle of wine. But don't just start bending me over and probing me and prodding me. I still do have a little dignity. I still do have a little respect for myself. You may not have any respect for yourself or for me. But I do have respect for me. And I can no longer comply with this crap. Nobody should. And why should you? Unless you're lazy. And you don't care. Don't rock the boat. Yeah, Obama. Oh, yeah. Telling Netanyahu. Don't get him upset. Don't upset Hamas. Don't do it. They might attack again. Don't upset the situation. Oh, yeah. What was it? No, what did he say? I can't even remember what the hell it was. It was so stupid. You will talk about ludicrous. That's ludicrous what he said yesterday. whatever the hell it was. Good God almighty, I don't know if you can hear the thunder through here. I got the window open, but we got one hell of a storm brewing. That's all right. I love thunder and lightning. I love storms. I always did, ever since I was a kid. Seen the first storm when I was a little kid at Lincoln City. Watching the ocean tear up that beach. I was infatuated ever since. I was in love. I was the only one awake. The whole family's inside this big room. We had cousins and we had everybody. I was the only one awake. Everyone was sleeping like a log. Middle of the night, and I'm watching everything go, all the stuff in the hotel, the swimming pool, all the chairs, everything being tore up. The beach just being tore up. I was infatuated. I said, I love it. I've loved storms ever since. It's magnificent what Mother Earth can actually do. Boy, now we got some lightning. Oh, I don't know if you can hear that. Boy, oh boy. She's angry tonight. She's ornery. That's exactly what we need to do. We need some lightning. We need some thunder. We need to get ornery. And stop putting up with this crap. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's okay to stand up and say, no, I'm not discriminating. I'm not going to put up with your crap anymore. Speak frickin' English and shut up. According to a news release from the EEOC, I wonder if people say that. Hey, Jimmy, where are you working these days? Well, I'm down at the EEOC. Stop with all these acronyms, these names. It's another freaking agency. Like, we need another agency. We need another government agency. And every agency has their own little spawns of agencies. So how many actual government agencies we have? I think it's countless. I don't think you can count them all. And that's the purpose. But that's their point. They don't want you to know how big the government is. Then you might try to shut it down. Well, we do know that it's too big. It doesn't really matter to me exactly the size. I'm not looking for measurements here. I don't need the exact numbers. I know it's far too big, and I want it cut down. Rapidly. Well, according to a news release from the EEOC, Chicago Regional Attorney John C. Hendrickson said that the Green Bay-based company's English requirement is based on superficial reasoning. Our experience at the EEOC has been that so-called English-only rules and requirements of English fluency are often employed to make what is really discrimination appear acceptable. No. I think it's the other way around there, EEOC. If somebody needs to speak English, if they're going to speak to the public and they don't speak English, how do you expect them to do their job? How do you expect this person who doesn't speak the language warn somebody of danger or somebody warn them of danger if nobody around them speaks English? They can't have a job. I'm sorry. But yes, a company should have the right to make their own requirements, whether it's English or women wear skirts and men wear suits and ties, whether it's this, whether it's that. It's the company's rules of how they want you to dress. McDonald's wants you to wear their stupid little, you know, polo shirts, golf shirts, whatever. Got their emblem on it. Black pants or whatever. Wendy's, Burger King's, Taco Bell, they all got their uniform. Now you go to a junkyard, okay. Pretty sure the boss isn't going to require anything other than, well, that you have clothes on. But that still is a requirement. So now what if a nudist? He goes to work. He goes to work at McDonald's, and they say, well, you got to wear this. No, I'm a nudist. It's discrimination that you are going to make me wear clothes. It's discrimination. How dare you discriminate against the nudist, you nudophobe? You're a nudophobe, nudophobe. I'm going to sue for discrimination. I mean, where does it end? That's my point. Where the hell does this crap end? People go, well, that's crazy. That's just absurd. No, is it absurd? This is absurd. And yet you're accepting this. So if you'll accept this, why wouldn't you accept that? I don't know. I can't figure out why you'll accept this. Our experience at the EEOC. Your experience is whatever you were told to say. You don't have any experience. You're an idiot. But superficial appearances are not fooling anyone, Mr. Hendrickson said. Really, Mr. Hendrickson? No, again, I think it's the other way around. You, sir, are not fooling anyone. You might fool, you know, a few people, you know, Obama supporters. But even them, I think a good portion of them would go, yeah, we like you because you're going to attack the right. Because, you know, the Tea Party, they're discriminators. So anything that'll make the right look like they're even more discriminating, we'll go along with it. This is how these people think. This is who they are. This is the liberals. This is a Democratic Party for you. This is a freaking Democratic Party for you. And yeah, he has fundamentally transformed this country. And those people just running up and down, oh, this is going to be so wonderful. All these women trucking up, what, 1,500 miles through desert? Drug cartels, God only knows what they're running into, snakes. They're finding bodies all over the place of these young kids, man. Dying out there. These are rough conditions, man. I mean, these are not easy conditions. How they make it that far without, you know, with the water and, you know, lack of water and this, and I don't know. I don't know how the hell they do it. But they're all carrying diseases. They're being brought over here. And now Obama says that he's going to send them back. No, he's not going to send them back. He might send them back after he makes them citizens. Maybe to send them back to get more of the relatives. But to send them back, no, I doubt. I don't see that happening. I don't care if he tells me it's happening or not. Shovel-ready jobs, he told us that. Were those shovel-ready jobs? No, I don't remember any. You keep your doctor, keep your plan. It was a video. I heard about it on CNN. I didn't know my attorney general was selling weapons to the Mexican drug cartels. I just found about it on CNN. Come in off the golf course, smoked me about 4 or 5 cigarettes, and I come in, and, you know, they had CNN on there, and I just figured, you know, I'd light up another cigarette, maybe eat a cheeseburger, and watch CNN. And that's when I found out about it. I was totally surprised. If a president has to get his news from CNN, then he needs to get some better people under him. I mean, he needs to get a staff. I mean, doesn't he got a chief of staff? Doesn't he have people, you know, informing the president of all this stuff, things that are happening in the world? You know, like that Mexican jail that's holding Sergeant Tamaresi? Remember him, the Sergeant Tamaresi? You know that guy? Yeah, he took a wrong turn, landed in Mexico. But our Secretary of State, well, He raised the issue. That's what he did when he was in Mexico. That was over a month ago. What did they do with that issue? Is it still raised? Is it still in the air? Huh? Maybe you should go back to Mexico, Mr. Kerry. See what happened to that issue that you raised. Maybe you can pick up Sergeant Tamaresi on your way home. How about that? Huh? I think Mr. Tamaresi is a hell of a lot more important to get out of jail than, let's say, I don't know, five of the worst, most villainous men on planet Earth. I mean, I'm just saying, to trade him for a deserter. I mean, I'm just, you know, just pointing that out there. I mean, here you've got a war hero. The guy was out there fighting for the president, killing for the president, putting his life on the line for the president. And he's stuck in a Mexican jail for accidentally making a wrong turn. Meanwhile, a man who deserts his post just like the president did, the very moment this president found out that our embassy was on fire, the ambassador had gone missing, we were under attack, machine gun fire, mortar fire. What does our president do the very moment of finding out that news? That our embassy is under attack, American soil. We are under an act of war. And during that battle, the very moment as the battle continues, that the president finds out, he goes upstairs to eat, to stuff his fat face. That is desertion. You are no less of a deserter than Private Bergdahl. And yes, he's a private. He's not a sergeant. He deserted. He does not deserve to be promoted. I don't give a damn if the stupid army promoted him. I didn't. He's a private. But if you're a deserter, oh, sure. Yeah, the president, he likes them. He likes deserters because he's one. He'll get you out of the Taliban jail. All he's got to do is release five of his little, good little friends. His little Taliban friends, come on out. Yeah, I know. Don't worry about it. We waterboarded you enough. Don't worry about it, boys. You're going home. But you're going to be monitored, boy, and don't you dare get into trouble now. Whoa, don't you make us come back here. Yeah, okay, all right. All right there, Mr. Obama. I wouldn't be a damn bit surprised if they weren't continuing in the battlefield when they were still in Guantanamo Bay. Every time they talked to their attorney, pretty sure that attorney could get some information back to a lot of people. But they shouldn't get an attorney. If they're going to be true prisoners of war, they don't get an attorney. Attorney? No, you don't get an attorney. No, you get another chance at the old water board. Until you spill all the beans, you've got a few more beans in there. And if I got to squeeze it out of you, I'll get on top of you and squeeze your neck. That's fine. We'll get it out of you. Whatever we got to do, I really don't give a damn. I'm sorry, I don't care what the hell they do. Whatever they got to do to extract the information, don't tell me. It's like making sausage. I don't give a damn what you do to them. You want to put girls' panties over their head? I don't care. Strip them down naked and make them form a pyramid? I don't care what you do with them. Waterboard them, slap them, poke them in the eyes? I don't care what you do. Once you get the information out, well, then you try them, convict them, and hang them. Boom, you're done. That's it. That five Taliban shouldn't have even been alive to be traded. That's my problem with this whole smash. That's what pisses me off. When speaking English fluently is not, in fact, required for safe and effective performance of a job, nor for the successful operation of the employer's business requiring employees to be fluent in English, usually constitutes employment discrimination on the basis of national origin, and thus violates federal law. I'm drunk after reading that. This is the government. This is the government's argument. I'm not going to repeat that, by the way. That was ridiculous. That was just a big, giant mouthful of just frickin' ridiculous. And how the hell I even managed to spit that out, I don't know. With my broken left-handed tongue, I'm surprised I didn't blow myself up. It's English. We speak English in this country. That's the bottom line. Oh, you don't like it, do you? Oh, okay. That's fine. Well, you can move. Bye. But old Irene Garcia said that the ability to speak English is necessary for employees of Wisconsin Plastics, Inc. I'm sure it is. But that the employees in question were not able to speak English at any kind of level that would be considered proficient. In this case, some English is necessary to communicate with the supervisors. And the EEOC, God, I can't stand that, just went after this private company because some employees were being marked down for not having English skills. So that doesn't really make sense. None of it makes sense. It's election season. That's all this is about. And I'm getting about done reading this stupid story. We don't need to read any more. We already know what the hell the deal is. We know what the hell's happening here. We know what's going on. We know what they're doing. Demonizing the Tea Party. Demonizing the right. Make them look like haters. They hate you. So whenever you get your opportunity to vote, boy, you know who you're going to vote for, don't you? Oh, yes, I do. I'm going to vote for them Democrats because they don't hate. That's the only reason why they're bringing these people over here. And that's sick. That's twisted. We don't need any more laws. And I'm sick and tired of all. We need another amnesty bill. We need another immigration bill. We don't need another immigration bill. We already have an immigration bill. It's called frickin' law. It's not a bill anymore. It's law. It's past that. It's already passed. It's been signed. It's law. The only thing we got to do is follow it. This Constitution is law. At least I thought it was. I mean, it used to be, right? Remember when we used to use the Constitution? Remember when we used to use this document? God, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? I mean, it seems like it. We haven't used it in so long. I mean, this almost seems like, it just seems like fiction. So, it's one of those documents that somebody wrote down somewhere. It's nothing, is it? It's racist. It's hateful. You don't need to read it. Just put it down. Just let it go. Well, getting on with immigration here now. Protests are happening now. Wherever a bus comes into these towns, people are out there waving American flags, and they're waving signs up there, you know, immigration go home, or immigrants go home, or whatever the hell it is. We got illegals out. Stop illegal immigration and illegals out. Well, I mean, I just don't really know what to do with this whole situation other than we've just got to protect the border and stop allowing them to come in. You can say, I'm sorry, but you can't come in here. Mexico can take care of them. Mexico is allowing them to come from Central America and travel all over their country. So if they're going to travel all over their country, they should take care of them. This is what I don't understand. Why can't we say, no, you're not coming in here? block the Rio Grande. Do whatever you got to do. I'm sorry. You're not, you can swim over here, but, you know, you're not coming in. You're not coming in. Don't think about it. And do it. That's all we got to do. Now, we're never going to be able to block all of them, but we can block a good portion of them. But we don't do it. We're allowing them to come in and bring all their diseases, do a little bit of processing, and then just put them on a bus and drop them off at a town at a bus station. So here you are. Well, okay, but now what? Where do I go from here? Well, anywhere you want. You're on your own. Well, what are they supposed to do? What are these people supposed to do? Where are they supposed to go? Carrying all their diseases, spreading, you know, polluting that town. And if you're supposed to be sending them back home, well, it doesn't make any sense. When he's shipping them around, he's shipping them to Massachusetts. He's shipping them all over the place. New York now, shipping them wherever they need them. Wherever they can put them. They got too many of them. So how are you going to ship them back? Huh? Oh, that's right. They're not going to be shipped back. I guess you'll just have to give them amnesty so they can vote. Well, there was a dramatic scene in Murrieta. I believe that's in California, if I'm not mistaken. That saw an American flag waving protesters prevent Homeland Security buses carrying undocumented migrant children and families from reaching a suburb processing center is likely to be reported in the coming days, a city official said. Well, good. I hope they do block them. We should be blocking the border is what we should be doing. I do understand why these people are doing this. I get it, but we should be blocking the border. Look, if the Border Patrol can't do it, then the American people shouldn't do it. The Border Patrol can't do it because, well, they're too busy changing diapers, doing food prep, nursing their children, bathing them, scraping the lice and the bugs out of their hair, breathing in all of their diseases, their scabies. God only knows what these people have. So they don't have time to go out there and patrol the border. So the American people have to do it. Federal government doesn't want to do it. Border Patrol, they can't. You know, they can't put down the little baby. They got to make the sandwiches. So the American people ought to do it. I know there's a couple of militias there in Texas, but we need a lot more of them. We just need American people standing out there and protecting the border. No, you're not coming across. Oh, you got a problem with it, do you? Well, so? Have your problem over there. You're not coming over here. That's the only way to really do it. And I know damn good and well you'd have the BLM, you'd have the EPA, you'd have Obama's task force, all of his brown shirts. They'd be coming down there to the border and they'd be arresting all of the American people. They'd do it too. For protecting the border. Following our Constitution. Providing the common defense and promoting the general welfare, the very first sentence of our Constitution. And this president would do it. But you know what? I think the American people need to do it. From all over. It doesn't matter where you are. We get a line of American people all across the border from California all through Texas. And we block the border. If we can do it arm in arm, I don't know how many people that would take. That's about, what, 1,500 miles? Take a lot of people. I don't think we'd ever get it done. But, I mean, it's a good idea. But the point is we need to get a lot more people down at that border protecting it, stopping people from crossing. I'm sorry you want to come over and have a better way of life. Yeah, so do we. We don't have a good life over here. All right? We got to protect ourselves. You can live right there in Mexico. You got a much better life in Mexico than you do in Honduras. And you can speak the language already. So it's a win-win. So you stay there. You can't come here. This is America. I'm sorry, but you can't do it. I know we're not being discriminatory. We understand where you're coming from. You want to become a citizen? Okay, that's fine. We'll welcome you, but you got to do it the right way. You got to go through through procedures. And if you don't, well, you know, then you're not coming in. That's the bottom line. And that's what we need to do. We need to get people down there at the border, blocking people. The government's not going to do it. We need to do it. Why can't we? We have the right. We have the right to follow our the laws, don't we? Don't, as American citizens, don't we have the right to follow our Constitution? Don't we have the right? I mean, again, the Constitution is not just for the government, not just for the law enforcement to follow, but it's for the citizens to follow, too. Which means we're going to have to put up with hate speech, which I don't believe in. There's no such thing as hate speech. You can hate it, but it's not hate speech. It's speech. Freedom of speech, period. You can hate it all you want to, but it's not hate speech. So the American people do have to follow the Constitution, too, which means we do have to provide for the common defense. And we do have to promote the general welfare. So getting down to the border and how police it and how protect it, patrol it, defend it, honor it, well, then it's never going to get done. And that's a long border. But we got to do it. Who else is going to do it? Our government isn't going to do it. That's what they're supposed to do. We have to do it. Just like we got to do a much better job in the voting booth. We got to vote for the right people. They're not going to vote for the right people. We have to. Well, Mayor Pro Tempore Harry Ramos told KNX 1070's Dick Helton that the standoff Tuesday, which included several protesters holding U.S. flags and signs reading "Stop Illegal Immigration, Illegals Out," those are racists. He said may occur every 72 hours as a brand new busload of immigrants are processed through Border Patrol. Well, it does suck that these people have to go out here and block these people, and I just hope that it doesn't turn violent. I think standing at the border, I think you have a lot less chance of it turning violent, but not really, because they can get violent crossing that border. But if we have enough people standing out there, it probably won't be. But at a bus station, you got to get people screaming and hollering and saying stupid stuff, and then it's going to get out of control and turn into a fight, and that's what we don't need. First of all, the bus drivers should have enough in them to not drive the bus. That's number one. Number two, the mayors of these towns, the governors of these states, need to protest this. This is your state, man. You have the right to defend and protect your state. So, yeah, you do have the right to protect and defend the sovereignty and of your state. You do have the right to reject it, and you should. And you should force those bus drivers to go back to whence they came. They're all coming from Texas. All these illegal aliens are going right into Texas, right across the Rio Grande. There must be a path. There must be a road where people know. They all seem to be going kind of in the general area there. And they all got cheat sheets. They already know what to tell the Border Patrol. Oh, yeah, my father, I've never met him. I got an aunt in Ohio. Ohio. Well, look, if our federal government isn't going to do it, we're going to have to do it. We do have the right to follow our laws. We do have the right to follow our Constitution. And providing a common defense means protecting the border. You're following the Constitution. I mean, they got 40 illegal immigrants now processed now that are in quarantine. They got scabies. They got all kinds of diseases. Well, there's going to be a lot more of this down at these border places where they're dumping people off at these bus stations. And this is what I'm afraid of. Now you got mayors out there. They're making speeches and saying, oh, we don't want violence. We understand, blah, 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 blah. And they're pissed off because they're seeing the inhumane conditions, and there are absolutely inhumane conditions. And they're getting it from both ends, Republican and Democrat, which you don't have to be a Republican or Democrat to see that these are horrendous conditions, especially when most of them are, you know, disease-ridden. Well, now the Homeland Security, or the Health and Human Services, I get them all screwed up, these HHS and this and that, all these acronyms. Another government agency, Health and Human Services. Well, they're barring congressmen, especially if you're a Republican, from seeing the immigrant children. Now, Nancy Pelosi can come down there. Of course, she's one of them, so she can get away with it. She wouldn't tattle on the conditions. She wouldn't say that. She wouldn't tattle on it. But those Republicans, boy, they go back and talk to their tea parties, boy, I tell you. So we can't have anybody in the Republican Party. We can't let them see what's going on. They'll give us bad press. Why? If we tell the truth? Is that what you have a problem with? The truth? Of course you do. Of course you do. A Health and Human Services official. Oh, another official. Why do they need an official? They're Nazis. A Health and Human Services official refused to allow Representative Jim Bridenstine, a Republican from Oklahoma, to enter a facility in his district. This is his district. He's a representative of this district. Nancy Pelosi, she has nothing to do with Texas. She's down there. This guy's in his own district. He's a Republican. He's not allowed to see the carnage. He might report it. It might make the king look bad. His numbers are slipping. You see the poll numbers? They're awful. They're awful. I mean, Jimmy Carter scores higher than Obama. He scores lower than George Bush, which I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it from the very beginning. And I told them, I said, this guy's going to go down as the worst president in history. Oh, what are you talking about? What do you know? Hope and change, man. Hope and change. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got your hope and change right here. They wouldn't allow Mr. Bridenstine, the Republican, the racist. That's what you ought to just call it. Instead of an R on their name, instead of Republican, the racist party, because they're all racist. The racist from Oklahoma to enter a facility in his district where he lived, where they're holding all of these unaccompanied immigrant children. Now, who would do that? Who would allow their child to cross, what, a good 1,500 miles from Honduras all the way up to Texas? Who would do that? What kind of people would do that? Where are these people coming from? Why would they do that? Do these people really have children? Have they already been kidnapped and they're just, I mean, who are these kids? Why are they being why are they crossing that many miles without a parent? Why aren't we having communications, dialogue with the Mexican government? Why are you allowing these people to cross up here? Can't you stop them can't you stop the border from Honduras? From Central America, you can't stop your own border? Why is Mexico allowing this to happen? Meanwhile, they look at all the illegal aliens that are crossing through their land. But one of our war heroes accidentally takes a wrong turn, and he's still in jail. So what the hell's going on here? Oh, that's right, the Mexican government was probably paid off by the United States government. Well, the American taxpayer, it's just the president signed the check with his magic pen. He can do that because people like John Boehner and Mitch McConnell and Pete King and Daryl Issa, they all voted to let the president sign as many checks as he wants to until the middle of 2015. He's got a long way to go. And the president loves writing checks because it doesn't come out of his account. He doesn't mind. He likes that pen. He loves that pen. He was told he could schedule an appointment for July 21st. He's going to schedule an appointment. I guess that'll give him time to clean up the mess and make it look good for you. Huh? Mr. Bridenstine says, what the hell are they trying to hide? Well, I don't know. Probably a whole lot. Do they not want the children to speak to members of Congress? No. They don't want the members of Congress seeing this mess, speaking to the press. That's what they don't want. Nancy Pelosi wouldn't do that. But you... being a Republican, you would. As a Navy pilot, I've been involved in operations countering illicit human trafficking, Mr. Bridenstein says. I would like to know to whom these children are being released. So would I. And that's originally what I thought, too. I mean, they've got to be, if they're going to allow all these kids coming over, a lot of them, they had to have been kidnapped. At one point, they have no idea who the hell their parents are. That might be a true story. God only knows who the hell these kids are. But, I mean, I don't know if I would allow my kids to just go, you know, 1,500 miles all the way from Honduras to Texas through that desert. Mexican drug cartels that love to kidnap kids. They love that child sex industry. It's big. It's all over the world. Bill Clinton, he was in on it. Oh, yeah, you didn't know that? Oh, yeah, he was there on Pervert Island with his little friend. And they hand out they got a brochure, like a catalog, of all these very young children that they can have sex with. And all you do is you thumb through the pages. Oh, I'll take this one over here. I'll take this one over here and pigtails, this one over here and curls. Oh, yeah. That's Bill Clinton. Think the media would report that? Well, no. Oh, no. He's not a Republican. We're not going to report that. Oh, that's just another phony scandal. All you people, leave the Clintons alone. Look, Clintons are not good people, period. But they are bad people. And Hillary's worse than Bill. They're not good people. They will never, she can never, she can't win. God help this country. God help the planet. this woman cannot win. Over 1,200 immigrant children at this base, just in Oklahoma. Oklahoma, they're shipping them everywhere. The Bridenstine's office explained that HHS releases the children to a, they got in quotations, sponsor. Yeah, that's what I'd like to know, who their sponsor is. Well, it's anybody, it's anything. There is no sponsor. They're just releasing these kids. God only knows where they're going. Who's taking them? Where are they going? Are they being kidnapped? Are they being really taken care of? I'd like to really know where these kids are going. Who's getting them? Are they being shipped back? I mean, how they? I mean, what's going on here? Who's really taking these kids? Who's benefiting? Who's making the money? That's what you need to find out. Who's making the money off these kids? And don't tell me that there ain't. Otherwise, they wouldn't be coming over here. The congressman said that a security guard at the Fort Sill, Oklahoma facility refused to let him enter the barracks without HHS approval. Imagine that. Boy, you need approval from a government agency. No. No. I'm a member of Congress. This is my district. These are immigrant children coming into my district illegally. I have a right to see this. No, you don't. You're a Republican. There is no excuse for denying a federal representative from Oklahoma access to a facility in Oklahoma where unaccompanied children are being held, Mr. Bridenstine said. Any member of Congress should have the legal authority to visit a federal youth detention facility without waiting 3 weeks. Yes, absolutely. And what does our president do about all this? Well, he's going to delay the deportations. He's out there telling you, oh yeah, we're moving all of our resources from the interior to the border. Now, what the hell does that mean? What are they talking about from the interior to the border? What resources? What do they mean by interior? I know what they mean by interior, but what resources do they have in the interior that they need to now put on the border? See, they don't tell you that. I'm very skeptical. I know I get a little deep. But, I mean, this government has screwed with us for so many years, for so long. And once you start waking up, once you finally open your eyes to what this government is doing, then you're like, my God, how did I not see it so many years ago? How did I not see this? How could I have been so blind? Well, you know, trust is blind, period. Well, we had Ronald Reagan, we had a constitution, we had our freedom. I mean, I trust enough. I don't have to think about this. I don't have to concentrate on this. I don't have to worry about none of this. I got my freedom. No, you don't. You lost it because you thought you had it. Well, look, in reality, we've been fighting for freedom ever since we got it. And we're going to have to continue to fight for it forever. It's a never-ending fight. The very moment you stop fighting for freedom is the very moment that you lose it. And that's exactly what happened to us. We stopped fighting. And we lost it. Well, now we got to fight for it again. We can win the fight again. We just got to do it. We got to fight the fight first. I mean, you can't win the war if you don't fight the fights, right? I mean, you can't win the war if you don't fight the battles. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. So we got to start fighting some of this stuff. One of President Obama's first moves towards trying to fix, yeah, he's always trying to fix things. What has he ever fixed? Every fix that he's ever tried, he's screwed up worse. One of Obama's first moves toward trying to fix the United States immigration system without Congress. Of course, he doesn't need Congress. Why does he need Congress? He doesn't need Congress. He's a king. Kings got pens and phones. They don't get Congresses. God, when are people going to wake up in this country? Don't you know he's a king? There's no Congress. Congress are just, those are yes people. Those are people that just show up in suits and skirts, and they applaud when the president speaks. Those are, that's eye candy. Those are just people that, they do paperwork and stuff. I know, you know, they do speeches and tweets. The king does all the work. He's got all the brains. One of Obama's first moves towards trying to fix the United States immigration system without Congress will almost certainly be to expand on his 2012 executive order postponing deportation for potentially millions of young illegal immigrants. This is what the experts are saying. Well, I think the experts are correct. We've been saying all this stuff for how long? The right told you everything that was going to – matter of fact, even Obama told you what he was going to do. He told you what he was going to do. You didn't listen. You voted for it. Oh, that's a great idea. Well, it sounds good. Yeah, but it doesn't work. Well, so it sounds good. At least you got to do something. And I hate when people say, well, at least we're doing something. That's better than doing nothing. No. Doing something that isn't going to work and it's pointless and useless and worthless is worse than doing nothing. Sometimes you've got to do nothing and stay doing nothing until you can figure out how to do it correctly. Doing something just to do something is counterproductive and tedious, not to mention destructive. And it never works. But they never learn. Oh, it's got to work this time. Yeah, but it's never worked before. Well, it's going to work. Well, why? Well, we got positive energy. Positive energy is fine and it's good. Yeah, we all need positive energy. But you also need common sense. If it ain't going to work, it ain't going to work. And if it ain't going to work, don't do it. Do something that does. Get it done. But see, that's me. I'm a simpleton. I'm a whack job. The experts go on. Obama will likely sidestep Congress on immigration reform by expanding on his so-called deferred action for childhood arrivals. Deferred action for childhood arrivals. That's that DACA or DACA, however you want to pronounce it. All these acronyms. Which essentially allows young illegal immigrants to remain in the United States if they were brought into the country illegally by their parents and have not been convicted of a major crime. The Federation for American Immigration Reform spokesman Ira Milham predicted, I expect him to continue to ignore U.S. immigration law. Really? You expect him to just ignore it? Well, yeah, I do too. Everybody does. This is the problem. Are you listening, Mr. Boehner? I know you're bringing up a lawsuit. What's that lawsuit going to do again? What's that going to do? Huh? Is it going to sit next to the contempt charge that you have the Attorney General in for? Huh? What is that lawsuit going to do, Mr. Painter? And how long do you think it's going to take before even a judge even gets an opportunity to even hear any of the arguments? And then let's say that you have these arguments and then you haven't decided. How long do you think that's going to take? Huh? Why are you screwing around with a stupid lawsuit? No. Let's try this. Let's go this way. Grand jury. Impeachment hearing. Those are just two suggestions right off the top of my head. If they're not in a grand jury, they need to be in an impeachment hearing. We can impeach not only the president, but the attorney general. The attorney general is already in contempt. There's enough evidence to impeach the attorney general, which Congress does have the right to do. Upon that's right. He's the first African-American president. Now, what difference does that make? And I've got this cut. We need to get into this because we all know about this crap here. I mean, my God, we can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on about this stuff. And now they got a think tank out there. Listen to this. I'm going to get to this, and then we're going to get going. Now, this La Raza. I ran out of time. Maybe we'll get to it tomorrow. We're not going to be here on 4th of July. 4th of July is a day we are going to celebrate our freedom. We're going to take that day. It's a solemn day. It's a happy day, a joyous day, a celebratory day. And I'm going to take that day and I'm going to enjoy it with my friends. And we're going to have a great time. And I hope you do too. And remember this freedom. Remember this freedom. Why you have this freedom. You didn't get this freedom because you were just, you know, born in there. People had to die for that. People had to die for that freedom. So respect it. Honor it. Love it. Nurture it. Demand it. Never let it out of your sight again. We all screwed up and we realized, okay, we screwed up. We fell asleep. Well, we're not going to sleep anymore. We found out the importance of freedom. You never truly know how much you truly love something until you lose it. Then you find out just exactly how much it actually means to you. How much it is a part of you. Well, that's the 4th of July. That's the Independence Day. It's not really 4th of July. It is Independence Day. But people don't call it that. They call it the 4th of July. I like Independence Day. It means we got independence. It means we're free. So take that day and think about all the people that fought and died for you so you could be free. All those people that fought and died in the 18th century. So we can have this document that we used to follow. And it's a good document because it gives freedom for everybody. Remember that day. Remember it. Rejoice. Celebrate. Freedom. It's a wonderful thing. And celebrate the fact that you are free. What little left of freedom that you have that the government hasn't taken, it is yours. And celebrate it. And everybody have a great night. A great day. Great barbecue, whatever it is that you do on the 4th of July, whatever's going to make you happy, do it. But remember why you have that freedom and what it took to get that freedom and what you need to do to keep that freedom. Where the hell did we end up? Oh, we started talking about that stupid La Raza, which don't even get me started on that. You want to talk about a hate group? I don't know if you know what it is, but it's called the race. And they're in the government. They're making policy. They're making the immigration policy. They're the one writing Obama's immigration policy. And these are the people that just want anybody who's Latino just to be a citizen of anywhere that they want and have special rights. Well, they've got this Center for American Progress. It's a liberal a think tank, which, first of all, think tanks. Do people think in these things? No, they don't. That's why they're called a think tank. Well, they're very instrumental in shaping Obama's administration policy as well. He's got a lot of these groups. Well, they released this 42-page study, which Marshall Fitz, the group's director of immigration policy, calls a roadmap for executive action on immigration. Now, get a load of this. The study claims that Obama has authority, just because this study claims, it only gives him authority. The study claims Obama has authority to use enforcement reforms and affirmative relief to implement his immigration agenda in spite of opposition in the House. So this think tank, they get together, a bunch of liberals, they get together and they go, yeah, since we're liberals and we're all part of academia, which means we know more than everybody. We're smart and everybody else is stupid. So we don't need to open up the Constitution. If it benefits the Democrats and liberals win, well, then it's constitutional and he has the authority. Just because the stupid think tank says that it's constitutional means that it is? The hell? I mean, first of all, think tank. First of all, I don't even like these stupid Republican think tanks. Obviously, they're not thinking very well either. I don't know what strategy the Republicans have, but I do know the strategy that the American people have. And it's called freedom. And we want it back. We want our representatives to start working for us. That's what we want. That's what we want. But we don't matter. We're American people. We're citizens. Freaking citizens. You don't have... come on with the rights already. The rights. Right, schmites. You don't have rights. You're a citizen. You didn't win an election. You didn't even go to college. And you want rights? Oh, come on. Jerk. Well, Texas Governor Rick Perry, he's out there now, trying to get the president to come down here to see the mess that he created. Of course, the president, he won't do it. He's too busy on his fundraisers. Yeah, he's got a couple of them. One in Austin and one in Dallas. Today and tomorrow. Yeah, he's on fundraisers. This guy's still on fundraisers. We got a Mexican jail holding one of our war heroes. And he's doing a fundraiser. I know, I'm sorry, it's only one American. But that's all it takes, it's one American. That's it. Why this man is still in jail, I just do not know. That's right, he had guns. He had guns, that's what it is. He had guns. I bet if he was an Obama supporter, if he crossed the border and he had one of those O T-shirts, you know, with the red, white, and the blue, and they got the little road. I bet he'd have the DOJ down there, and he'd have attorneys. Boy, they're getting that guy out of there. A big old Obama supporter? You bet. No way. No way would an Obama supporter, an Obama donor, no way would they be down in that jail. Oh, you're a soldier. And you had guns. Well, we'll raise the issue and see if we can do something for you. Well, Mr. Perry wants Obama to come down there. Of course he's not. He's got some strong words. All these governors are now getting pissed that they don't want all these immigrants being just shoved off into their states. Well, hey. You're the people, you voted for this crap. You're the one who just had to have your Obama. All you liberals, you had to have this, and now they're finding out these liberal governors and liberal mayors are like, wait a minute, we can't have this. Well, this is your liberalism. This is what you wanted. Liberals love liberalism until it affects them. When they got to be, when it actually starts affecting the liberal, then we got to change something. Well, it was good before when it didn't affect you. It was good for the masses. But now it affects you, and now you want to say something? Now it's bad? Of course it is. It's always bad. Anything liberal is bad. That's why it's liberal, because it's bad. Period. All right, I want to get into this here now. This Haley Barbour. You know, I heard some stories about him, and I kind of wanted him, you know, in 2012 election there. I was kind of hoping he'd put his, you know, his hat in the ring there for president. I liked a lot of what he said. He used to be conservative. Well, at least he said he was. But this is the problem with these politicians. They come out, they're great actors, boy. They come out and they convince you that they're this and they're that and they're doing this and doing that. I don't trust any of them anymore. I love Trey Gowdy. I love, you know, hey, get up there and Chaffetz. I love them. But it's only a matter of time before they break my heart, and it pisses me off. Well, Mr. Haley Bauer, Barbour, you broke my heart. I've supported you for a long time. I've known who you were. I wanted you to run for president at one time. Well, at least put your hat in the ring. Mr. Barbour, you broke my heart. Now we have Republicans attacking other Republicans. They're attacking the Tea Party. The Republicans don't like the Tea Party because, well, their job is at risk. Yeah, and it should be. This is actually a good thing. I see this actually as a good thing. Because if the Republicans are scared of the Tea Party, we're winning. So that's actually a pretty good thing. But we've got to keep it up. We've got to keep up the fight. Just because we're winning the winning the battle doesn't mean that we've won the war. You got to finish the battle. And then you got to start another battle, and you got to finish that. Once all the battles are finished, then you win the war. So we can't stop. There's no stopping. There's no stop. There's only one speed, and it's go, and that's it. Well, Mr. Barbour, I can't believe what you did this election here in Mississippi now. This Cochran, and who was this other guy? What the hell was his name now? Oh, I can't remember his name. It really doesn't matter. I'm not from Mississippi. I know kind of this story, but I don't know the name. I know the story. I know what happened. You've got this Cochran, who's a Republican establishment. Well, they had this other guy, which I can't remember. I don't have his name. He had challenged him. Well, Cochran went through this. They went through that. Well, in those places, Democrats can vote for the Republican primaries and vice versa. The Republicans can vote for the Democrats. Well, Haley Barbour, part of the establishment, probably a good friend of this Cochran, they got together and they paid, well, in Haley Barber's super PAC, he paid for one of these advertisements to go on these all-black radio stations. Well, this Cochran was voted in because of Democrats. The Democrats came in there to vote out the Tea Party guy. Simply because this man was a Tea Party guy, Cochran, who was not a Tea Party guy, was able to take all these Democrats who have no business voting in the primary, but you can do that in Mississippi, came over and voted out the Tea Party guy. But the Tea Party guy actually had more Republican votes. So the Tea Party guy actually won. That's why I think this Tea Party guy ought to put his name in the write-in and beat the living hell out of this Cochran come election day. You can beat Cochran and you can beat the liberal. You can do it. Do a write-in candidacy. Hey, what's it going to hurt? What's it going to hurt? Make a stand, man. Fight. How can you possibly win the war if you don't fight the battles? Well, get up there and fight it. All right, so you lose. Well, at least you put up a hell of a fight. But you got to fight. We got to keep fighting. Just fight, fight, fight. Mr. Barbour, I can't believe you broke my heart with this. But let me play this ad. This is what his super PAC helped out with. This is the establishment, the Republican establishment against the Tea Party, which, you know, the Tea Party stands for freedom for everybody. They simply want the Constitution followed by the government, the law enforcement, the citizens. They want the government to be fiscally responsible and to stay the hell out of our lives and let us be free. That's all the Tea Party stands for. That's it. And this is the ad that Mr. Barber wants to get his super PAC involved in and to block. This is what Mr. Barber is involved in. This is the establishment, the Republican establishment now. This is also another one of our enemies. Listen to this advertisement right here. Go ahead and play the stupid.
Hello, neighbors. The time has come to make a stand and say no to the Tea Party. No to their obstruction. No to their disrespectful treatment of the first African-American president. Next Tuesday, June 24th, Tea Party candidate Chris McDaniel is in a runoff against Senator Thad Cochran. If we do nothing, Tea Party candidate Chris McDaniel wins and causes even more problems for President Obama and pushes for damaging cuts in funding to our public education system. With your help, we can stop this. Please commit to voting against Tea Party candidate Chris McDaniels next Tuesday. Say no to the Tea Party.
All right, Chris McDaniel, that's his name. Chris McDaniel, that's it. But no to the obstruction? What, freedom for everybody? That's obstruction? All right. And no to the disrespectful treatment of our first African-American president? So I guess you can be disrespectful to our second African-American president? And what the hell difference does that make whether he's the first or not? First what? First this, first that? Everything's got to be the first. The first woman to do this to do that, the first left-handed person, the first Lichtensteinian to do this. What the hell is this first crap? Don't give me, what the hell difference does that make? A disrespectful treatment? Really? So upon hearing that our embassy, American soil, is on fire, our ambassador's gone missing, we're under attack, mortar fire, machine gun fire, the very moment that he hears the news, he goes upstairs and eats. Deserts his post to go eat, and then goes on a two-hour phone call, and then sends his propaganda minister down to the Situation Room to get a hold of YouTube to begin the spin to blame it on a video, and you're going to sit here and talk to me about disrespectful treatment? What the hell is the matter with you? Disrespectful treatment? What the hell? I think that's pretty disrespectful. I mean, I'm just saying. Anyway, I want to thank everybody listening here tonight. Everybody, Iggy Mom, thanks for listening. Flycatch, again, I'm sorry. I apologize with the chat room. I'm terrible with this. I get going and talking, blah, blah, blah. There's nothing I can do about it. She's going to be mad at me again. That's all right. Everybody listening on your smartphones and everywhere, we will see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. However, we will not be here on 4th of July. 4th of July is a day to celebrate your freedom and enjoy it. We will see you back here tomorrow night at 8. Goodbye, everybody.